a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A great deal has been written about the decline in the percentage of Americans who are living in a traditional nuclear family. It was many years ago that the famous psychologist Charles Murray pointed out that the shocking rate of illegitimate births is the most serious social and fiscal problem America faces, because it is the factor that drives everything else. When mothers have no husband or father of their children to provide for them, they turn to Big Brother government to give them the necessities of life. Even though the facts of this change in our society have been widely reported, almost nothing has been written about why it happened and who was responsible for it. This has brought about a tremendous demographic change in our American society and an enormous increase in our spending for the so-called welfare state. The nuclear family was based on families that supported themselves. They did not need government busybodies to tell them how to raise their children or to spend their money. Taxes were relatively low, and we produced a prosperous middle class that was the envy of the world. Those days seem to be gone. We now have a dramatic decline in the percentage of Americans who are living in traditional marriages, and we have 41% illegitimacy. These facts have been widely reported. But nobody asks or answers the question, who killed the American family? My new book, published by WorldNet Daily this month, answers that fundamental question. You may be surprised at the answer to the question, who killed the American family? The perpetrators of this murder are not just the gays who have gotten so much publicity. The true answer is like the plot in Agatha Christie's famous murder mystery, Murder on the Orient Express. I'll tell you more about this murder mystery tomorrow and who is really responsible for killing the traditional American family.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. This is a truth we must not miss. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, November 29th, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I had to be out last week. I apologize for that. It's rare that I miss my show on Saturday mornings, but duty called. I had to work and I had to be away, so I appreciate all the emails concerning that last week. Also, wow, in 2 weeks, what a lot of news we have to cover. We're going to be discussing Obama's immigration speech. I've got a clip I'm going to be playing. It's posted on the website, thealternativemedia.com. Proof positive yet once again that we have absolutely nothing but a prostituted lapdog media in America, not to take these myths that he floated during his speech to task. We'll be getting to that shortly. Some of the headlines coming up in the next 3 hours. No tribute to Tara. New York Daily News ran an article this past week. We've talked on this broadcast. How are these terrorist groups funded? Well, they displayed one of the answers that I was not aware of. That'll be leading off next hour. Also, excellent article. Did we just witness the last great Black Friday celebration of American materialism? We'll be discussing that. Ponzi, Treasury issues $1 trillion in new debt in 8 weeks to pay old debt. Very interesting article. We'll get to that next hour also. Industrial pollution, turning Canadian lakes into jelly. We're going to discuss that. Also, are you better off this Thanksgiving than you were last Thanksgiving? Also, under Obama, U.S. personal freedom ranking slips below France, Washington Examiner article this past week. Nearly one in five households celebrated Thanksgiving on food stamps. CNS News. And we're going to be leading off this hour with U.S. responsible for two-thirds of all military conflicts. RT.com article this past week. But first, we're going to turn our attention just a little bit. Gosh, you can't do a broadcast about news, current events, and politics without sadly having to discuss what has transpired in Ferguson. Now, you know, 47 years old, indoctrinated from birth by the television. It doesn't tell you the truth. It tells you a vision. Indoctrinated from birth that diversity makes us stronger. Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. Multiculturalism. And before we get into some of the specifics about this, I'd like to say there's been many times that I thought there was police brutality, that I thought the police acted incorrectly. Rodney King, for one, this is my opinion. I thought that was police brutality. As many of them that were standing around there, it looked like they could apprehend him without beating him that many times. I thought that the Los Angeles Police Department was definitely negligent in the apprehension of Rodney King. I don't feel that way in this case. For one, even though the lapdog media has tried to portray Mr. Brown as a college student, just a general well-rounded do-gooder that was victimized here, you know, the facts of the matter was he had just committed robbery and had apparently, from the evidence, attacked the police officer, assaulted the police officer inside his car. When he then fled and turned around and Mr. Wilson had drew his gun and he charged back at Mr. Wilson, Officer Wilson, the media would have you believe that what? He should holster his gun then and fight for his life yet once again? Is that what he was supposed to do? And then, of course, all of the evidence apparently that came out in the grand jury justified the shooting. After all the speculation that the media done and really hyped this up, I think there would have been riots either way. If the grand jury had indicted the officer, I think there would have been riots like you see, although I can't understand them, when like the NBA team wins the championship or whatever and they burn cars and riot and bust windows and in that city. When I say they, I'm referring to the fans that are that foolish to conduct themselves in that manner. I think we would have seen riots either way. It is just another example of how divided this nation is, literally. You know, we discuss it on this broadcast darn near weekly about how can we affect change, how can we overcome the situation we find ourselves in, and there's always someone that calls, and I've said it too, to truly affect change, we'd all have to come together. Only together can we affect change, but it's not going to happen that way. There's not going to be the kumbaya moment where we all hold hands in this country and come against our real oppressors. We're too successfully divided, and more division was driven into this country by Obama, now that he's going to, with executive order, pass more amnesty, although he says he's not calling it that. It's exactly what it is. We'll be getting to that shortly, but back to the Ferguson issue. You know, I've told you on this broadcast, I've got antenna TV now. I get no world news. That's probably a blessing. But I was watching, and I never ever watched this, but I was watching, I think it was Entertainment Tonight. It was during the Ferguson riots when they were at their height. And they had a whole lot of, I guess, today's entertainers. I didn't recognize a lot of these people's names. But apparently they're famous, either athletes or entertainers or what have you. And all they did was get opinions from apparently famous black people. That Puff Daddy or whatever was one of them, Rihanna one of them, and all of the opinions were, you know, against the cops, against the grand jury decision, blah blah blah, just one after another. Must have been 8, maybe 10, but no other opinion at all, just this opinion. I mean, could you imagine if that situation was reversed? Because in this country, if you're a prominent in the black race as promoting the black cause, while you are heralded as an activist, something to be respected. But if you're white and you promote any kind of a pro-white agenda whatsoever, in the least tiniest way, then you're a racist. It is the most blatant double standard that we've got going, in my opinion. But it just made it so obvious how this television show was portraying this, and it is just another example of the successful division in this country that will only grow wider, unfortunately, in my opinion, as time rolls on. Especially since now, under Obama, in his last 2 years, he is going to do as much as humanly possible to bring in, don't matter what the race is, but it's going to be more and more immigrants into our country, which is going to fuel yet more division. It's not going to help bring about a change in our society where we all come together. It is all about division. We are so successfully divided, and it works completely in their favor to keep us focused on bickering amongst ourselves. You can say, well, you're doing that right now, Farron. Well, so I may be, but I'm pointing out to you, in my opinion, what we're seeing happening, and it's all by design. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We're back on The Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And we're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour with by Michael in New York. Looking forward to that. Hadn't talked to him in 2 weeks. And, you know, a lot of times I'm pretty hard on society. I'm pretty hard on where we're headed, what we do, the lack of patriotism, the apathy of the American people. What I see is the just rapid social decline. I watch some of the music awards. I mean, maybe 10 minutes. I just wanted to see what it was. You know, I guess it's like riding by a car wreck. Sometimes you can't help but look. Sunday night, and I know I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. What passes in this country for talent these days? What passes for in this country for entertainment? If people out there, if the youth of this society has been successfully dumbed down to the point. I know this sounds like your parents, doesn't it? Talking to you. But hey, it's the way I feel, so I'm going to pass it on. If that's what passes, if the youth of this society goes out and spends money on that talentless trash that I witnessed for, I guess, 5 minutes, and all I could suffer through. Wow, what does that really say about our society as a whole? I mean, it was disgraceful. It shouldn't even be on television where anyone under, I don't know, 16 or 18 could even watch that filth. Well, and then... For the next several days, all the other local TV stations and everything discussed how great it was. You know, I guess it really is a window of insight into if the TV tells people it's good, if they build it up, if they act like it's something special. I guess the feeble-minded sheep people in this country accept it too. That's all I can. All I can do. I mean, these people they pass off as musicians now can't even play an instrument or sing. I don't know. I mean, I guess some of them maybe can dance if you call that dancing. I don't know. It just, when you think it can't get any worse, when you think it's finally drug the bottom of the scum barrel, they somehow manage to even get lower than that. I guess they're masters of. But whatever, I wanted to pass that on. Top of the next hour, I'm going to play the clip of Barack Obama and the immigration speech. But first, I wanted to say this Washington Examiner article this past week, Americans' assessment of their personal freedom have significantly declined under President Obama, according to a new study from the Legatum Institute in London, and the United States now ranks below 20 other countries on this measure. And of course, we could go back further than Barack Obama on this. But absolutely, the American people should feel, if they've got sense enough to, I'm sure many don't, but they should feel like their personal freedom is for darn sure slipping. And let's not just hang it all on Obama. Let's give Bush a little credit for that, too. 8 years of him, Patriot Act, Victory Act. Freedom scores are based on polling data from 2013 indicating citizens' satisfaction with their nation's handling of their civil liberties, freedoms of choice, tolerance of ethnic minorities, and tolerance of immigrants. Polling data were provided by Gallup World Poll Service. The index is notable for the way it measures how free people actually feel. Unlike other freedom indices that measures freedom by comparing government policies. This is not a good report for Obama, the Institute spokeswoman Christina O'Donnell told the Washington Examiner. In the 2010 report, which relied on data gathered in 2009, the United States was ranked 9th in personal freedom. But that ranking has fallen now to 21st, with several countries, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, passing the United States. You know, I think anyone you talk to these days knows, I mean, my God, the NSA revelations should tell everyone, finally, that those of us doing broadcasts like this are not wearing the tinfoil hat. You are. You don't believe it, that your personal freedoms are evaporating in this country. You have absolutely no right to privacy. Your Second Amendment is under constant attack, and it's actually incrementally just being eroded before your eyes. First Amendment for darn sure. It is being gutted in America. And as the people continually embrace more of the technology, you're actually embracing your enslaver, and I'm not going to live in a glass house here. I have to embrace a little bit of this technology myself, and the more I do it, the more I hate it. If you want to know what smartphone not to buy ever, just email me. I'm holding it in my hand. If I had the Ustream going, I'd show it to you. It's the most frustrating. It was designed to frustrate, I guess. It's a step back in time rather than forward. But anyway, how many times? I was just there last night. I had to get gas. Had kind of a long, hard day, actually. And of course, the guy in front of me with his credit card couldn't get it to work and all that. You know, I'm trying to pay with cash. How many times are we in these lines and we see this ridiculousness? I mean, it's, we think we're moving forward, but are we really? You know, a couple of weeks ago we talked about what was progress. What is progress? And is this really progress, what we're being told is progress? In many ways, I think not. It is more complicated than ever to try to keep your car legal and on the road and jump through all the hurdles to make sure every I is dotted and the T's are crossed and keep all of everything paid up with your taxes. Which, of course, I'm adamantly opposed to property taxes, but oddly enough, in this area, I can't get anyone to jump on that bandwagon. I would have thought a lot of people felt the same way, because you never own your property as long as you owe taxes on it. But, you know, the American people are so complacent now. I mean, I had a completely different perspective 6 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 months ago, for that matter, about the ability of those that want to affect change, those that want conservative, responsible government, those that are actually fed up with the status quo. My opinion has changed drastically about the ability to do anything other than just ride this roller coaster into the abyss. And that's why, you know, I used to harp on a lot of this, but now I see that it is inevitable that this country go through it. We're not going to do anything, and we deserve it. Let's face it. We deserve what we get. It's coming, and we deserve it. Now, you personally out there maybe don't. You maybe have done all you can do and to try to avert this train crash, and there's many of you out there. To you, I'm not speaking. But to the masses out there, they are deserving of what is coming in this country, because this economy cannot be sustained with this massive amount of debt. We cannot be a viable economy with legal and illegal immigration, if you want to call it legal, what the president's trying to do. I think it's illegal, but whatever, whichever way you want to put it, it is not sustainable. The day of reckoning is coming. And for me personally, I say bring it on. Sooner the better. Let's have it. Let's get on with it. Why the holdup? I would rather have it now while I'm, you know, young enough to deal with it than 20 years from now. And since we can pretty much all agree that continuing down this path, which is what we're going to do. You know, so many people said amnesty wouldn't come. Now people's telling me, oh, the Republicans are going to go in there and fight it off. Let's see. Let's just hide and watch and see. We're coming up on a break. Coming back, Michael from New York. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Farron in the studio. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. I am joined by Michael in New York. Michael, how are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Farron. Doing well, sir. The Lord in heaven still reigns supreme. All is well. And the devils down here really hate that fact, and that really makes my day, sir.
Well, you know, Michael, it's great to have you on today. There has been quite a bit that has transpired in the past 2 weeks, not just Obama's speech with, of course, I know he didn't call it amnesty, but it's really what it is. Of course, we've talked about it at length before it happened. And then, of course, the riots that we're seeing unfolding and continuing, not only in Ferguson, but around the country, actually some even in other countries. Tell me your thoughts of what has transpired in the news in the last 2 weeks right here at Thanksgiving 2014.
Well, sir, regarding Obama's attempt to try to execute some kind of, or implement, rather, some form of dictatorship here and act like an emperor or king and grant amnesty to a bunch of illegal people occupying our country. It is all expected, of course, as everybody knows. However, it's amazing still how the Republicans are just sitting back on their lard tushes and not jumping up and down and saying, okay, let's take this guy right to task now and let him know what we think of a potential dictator emperor trying to take over our country here. And so it's all orchestrated. And, you know, the other amazing thing that you never hear anybody talk about, especially out of the, you know, their media, who is always telling us about global warming and population surging, and we don't have enough resources for the population. Well, then why are they allowing all these people to flood our country? We have limited resources. There's only so much room. Economically, there's only so many jobs. And yet they're allowing these people to come in by the millions and millions and millions. So obviously, you know, they're hypocrites and contradicting themselves, as well as clearly trying to destroy this country. And so it is amazing how the Republicans so far, supposedly conservative, are doing absolutely nothing about it. And with the Ferguson scenario, most definitely, again, provocateurs coming in, stirring up trouble, as you were saying, trying to keep this division with the race, the black and white race in this country, stirred up. And because ultimately we know that they do want a dictatorship kind of operation coming out of our government here so that they can have a martial law. And they would love to have martial law, no matter how it comes about, if it's through riot or if it's through some kind of supposed terrorism. And that again brings us back to the wide open borders. If terrorism is really a threat, as you have covered and everybody else for many years now, the fact that if terrorism is truly a threat, then why the heck are our borders wide open and people floating across? If anything were to happen here, terrorist-wise, in an event that would rival 9/11 or even exceed it, then everybody in our government has to be held accountable and taken out and put in jail for prison, or at least then tried for treason and hung, because they would be totally responsible for that action to come about.
And you know, you've covered so much right there, Michael, but it brings to mind when you're discussing the illegal immigration and how the liberal media swoons over how we should be so tolerant and acceptant of this. And then what's the next thing you hear of, especially locally, is how the schools then can't handle all of the influx of these extra students. There's been some coverage in the media. And then who is supposed to bear the brunt of more school teachers or more classrooms? Or the local citizens that are taxpayers? And it's when you're talking about resources, it's in so many different ways. We're struggling for jobs in this economy that has been by design collapsed. And that they would actually float the idea that our problem is that we don't have enough people here for the jobs, and there's no real outcry. Tell you, Michael, we got a lot to talk about, but the lack of any real media at all. And when I play the clip next hour and you hear it of Barack Obama, it's just a perfect proof positive of this scenario. But the absolute lack of any real journalism in this country. You have to go to Russia today or some foreign outside this country other than alternative media like Republic Broadcasting to get even a resemblance of anything like the truth. And that's one reason that so many people, unfortunately, in this country are detached from the reality of our real situation, Michael.
Yes, sir. It is blatant, obvious as all could be. You got to be blind not to see it by now. That when if you were to watch that boob tube for your news information, and you flick from one main station to the other, channel 2, 4, 7, and you find that they're reporting exactly with the same verbiage the news, then my God, how long is it going to take before you realize this is all orchestrated? It is a monopolized propaganda machine, and they are not reporting any news, real news, that informs us as to the current state of affairs and the reality our country is facing. They just feed us the same old crap to keep us asleep or in a constant state of fear. Because that's the very obvious other fact, that whatever they're telling you, it's always fear, 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 fear. It's like, my God, doesn't anything really good, I mean, you know, we went into the 21st century now, and things are going backwards like we're going back to caveman instead of becoming more futuristic and civilized into a golden age by the media's presentation of how everything is. And, of course, it looks like we are when we just step out the door and we look at our culture all in all. But they have degraded us in every respect. But, yes, the media is a bunch of phony paid prostitutes. They're all dressed up. They don't get their nails dirty. They wouldn't know a real job if it slammed them in the side of the face. And, you know, it would be nice to see their jobs get outsourced. Let's see some illegals take over their jobs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it brings to mind, Michael, how successful 9/11 was. I mean, I looked up the statistics. You had a greater danger of drowning in a bucket than being killed by a terrorist. But the American people, it was the indoctrination, was so successful, and they were willing to give up their liberty for security because of the television so successfully just browbeating them constantly with the fear of terrorism. I remember when they were saying there were 200 terror cells inside the United States. This is back in 2001, and I was like, really? Well, who counted them? And then nothing ever came of that. You know, nothing ever came of that. And look at the, and we're going to be coming up on a break here shortly, but I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Look how the Ebola story has just disappeared. It was the headlines everywhere. If you look into what's going on in Africa, it's still raging. But the story in America has just dropped completely off the headlines. And look how that, and then no one talks about it anymore. It's just like it's forgotten. The Gulf oil spill, we could go through a whole litany of stories like this, the swine flu hoax. You could go through a whole litany of stories like this. And once that boob tube takes it out from in front of the American people, it falls out of the memory hole, and I'm talking about with some rapidity.
Yes, you know, that is so accurately stated as to the fact that they keep our minds caught up in a little dizzy spell of whatever the topic is for that moment, so that obviously they are distracting us from something really major, something really significant. For example, the Benghazi investigation, which is still just finalizing, proving that nothing but treason had occurred, racketeering had occurred through Hillary Clinton, the Obama administration, and they're keeping it real quiet under the rug on that one with all this other news distraction. So it is amazing how it's mind manipulation all the way, sir, that's for sure. They have that propaganda machine down perfect for that.
We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Michael in New York. Stay with us.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I started to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. my medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no reason it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. And, Michael, are you with me?
Yes, sir, I am.
I wanted to tell you one. I have had a lot of people that's emailed saying they really enjoy your commentary, and I want to thank you for joining me each week. But also, I wanted to, while we're on the media and the ability of the media to sway people's, what the American people actually do. I don't know when this Black Friday started. Me and Laura was talking about, I'm not sure, 90s, early 2000s, when the stampeding, the darn near rioting over getting a cheap TV at Walmart or wherever started. But some of the headlines that we've seen this week, shoppers brawl over Barbie dolls at Walmart, cops have to pry women off TVs, shoppers literally stealing items from other people's carts. I'm just reading this off of Drudge Report this morning. Best Buy website goes down, brawls, scuffles and wrestling, women fight over cheap panties. I mean, this, what makes this happen? The people see on TV that they're supposed to go take part in this, and then me personally, I sit back and look at these YouTube videos of these buffoons and idiots that go out there, and sometimes they even get broke arms, or I think people maybe even died getting caught up in a stampede over cheap stuff they don't need that most of them's buying with money they don't have. I mean, it's, and why? It's the TV told them to do it. I mean, it's a real insight into how feeble-minded this society has literally become.
Yes, sir, Farron. And there's so many points to cover as you bring this up. And I just want to say from your earlier comments that we all have to realize as individuals, our country is going to be judged in the near future for its behavior as a nation. But individually, it's up to us to make sure that when that occurs, we come out clean through all of our actions, how we live our lives, doing things honestly, virtuously, and not behaving like these people you just described. You can't call them animals, because in nature, I never see animals behave that way. So obviously, it's more of a devilish activity. You know, and that brings me back to the initial comment when you had me on, sir. And thank you for inviting me on again. And it's really nice to hear that positive feedback, and I want to thank you for that as well. But let me quote from Albert Pike. This will answer that dilemma you're raising about the people today, their behavior. Albert Pike, in his book, Morals and Dogma, there's a quote. Now, other people quote from that book other statements alluding to his being a Luciferian. However, it always surprises me nobody covers this one, perhaps because they don't want to handle the truth either. But here you have the devil himself admitting that the Lord Jesus is the Lord. And here's the quote. If Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, the God of the Christians, whose deeds prove his cruelty, perfidy, and hatred of man, barbarism, and repulsion for science, would Adonai and his priests calumniate him? Yes, Lucifer is God, and unfortunately, Adonai is also God. So what he's telling us is, you know, the Christian God, who is clearly Lord, the devil acknowledges that. He says that, though, he's cruel, and that he has a hatred towards man, barbarism, repulsion for science. What they're really saying, as the devil always counterfeits the truth, he's saying, you see, Jesus, he requires discipline. The true God, he requires discipline. He wants people to be disciplined, well-behaved. But the devil, he doesn't care. Do what you want. It's all cool. Do whatever you will. That's what the devil wants. And that's why these people you just described are behaving the way they are, because they have allowed themselves to lose sight of their real spiritual nature that gives them a chance to have a future, because if you don't have a soul, you don't have any future. And these people are losing their souls as they get buried in materialism, blindly buried in materialism, all by design. And so that's the dilemma we're all facing here. We have to choose if we want to be spiritual beings living in a physical world, or if we just want to be materialist and get caught up in it, the darkness of it, the heaviness of it, the weight of it all, which will eventually just crush our souls, and we will not have any future.
Wow, and you know, Michael, it brings to mind, Do What Thou Wilt Be the Whole of the Law, Aleister Crowley, which, it also reminds me, you know, watching just a little bit of the music awards and looking at what's portrayed to the youth, and I know we've talked about this before, but there, if you look back in time, the youth were given much more of a moral compass in this country. I mean, school was held just like on Little House on the Prairie in the local church. You know, they were given a moral compass. All of that has been taken completely away in this country, and why should anyone be surprised at the results? We are reaping the results of our youth being indoctrinated by television. You know, it's the babysitter for a lot of you. Just right, put in front of the television, watch this. And even if you've got them watching something that may be somewhat wholesome, if you're lucky enough to find that for some reason, look at the commercials then that's going into their mind. And we're now, it's been going on so long, we're just seeing the results of it in this society. That's why I say, and I don't get any pleasure, we're a society in rapid rapid decline, and no one, even a lot of the pastors, don't even make mention of the decay. I was sitting last night at a local supermarket late in the parking lot. Laura had to pick up some stuff. We're, if you guys are listening over on the job site, I'm bringing something for you later. And I just sat there and I watched the people, Michael, and I was just amazed at, of course, I know the freaks come out at night, but they do. They literally do. And it's just it's so different than what you saw in this society, in this area, even 20 years ago.
Yes, sir. And as you said, the music, the arts, the media, Hollywood, the movies, TV, that is the stimulus that's creating such a type of people today in our country. These freaks that, these pathetic, what I call losers, only because they are totally lost. They don't have a clue about reality, the world we're in, what's at stake here as individuals, as we live our lives. And, you know, getting back to the media, and here you have, here locally, for example, just before our election, in the Southern Dutchess News, they show two candidates running for state senate. And here's what the idiot writer, the guy that wrote the article, here's what he says. Here's all there is to it. Style, issue, separate state senate candidate. It's like, really? Styles and issues separate our candidates? No kidding. Wow. Thank you for that, mind-blowing information. And then, you know, here you go, back in last, Valentine's holiday period, in the same paper, they say, celebrate Valentine's Day, show your love ball. And what do they show right there? A photograph of two homosexual guys that belong to Big Gay Hudson Valley. Now, just looking at this, I could almost go out and vomit right now because it's so pathetic, so disgusting. But there it is, promoting it like it's normal. My God, when I was a kid, that would be unheard of to be in the paper like that. Unheard of. But there it is now. It's all normal. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. And, you know, they're happy. They want to spread love. Yeah, I mean, my God, people. This is how bad it's gotten. All due to those devils controlling our media and the propaganda, the devil propaganda that they're pushing. And like you said, the church, they accept it. You don't hear anybody in the pulpit knocking this crap. Nope. And here's another one for you. This is out of USA Today from mid-September. And it shows Jenna Bush, and they're saying honoring a legacy. And they're telling us that, you know, she's a Bush, and she's got a great legacy because of the family lineage. And then they go on to say how nice she is. She cares about kids. They're pushing Michael, the UN, UNICEF.
Michael, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. Hang on for me through the top of the hour break. I want to play this clip for you and get your response. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.